Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, breaking news. Stephen Miller just freaked the hell out on live TV as CNN anchor Boris Sanchez asked him pretty simple questions about his inflammatory rhetoric. Stephen Miller has been constantly calling Democrats and Democratic organizations, quote, domestic terrorists. Stephen Miller is almost single-handedly responsible for upping the tension over the past week or two. Donald Trump is also to blame, and a bunch of other Republicans. But the way that Stephen Miller has been tweeting about judges, about Trump-appointed judges, calling them insurrectionists, is insanely inappropriate for the deputy chief of staff. So without further ado, let me show you this interview. This might be a longer video because it starts off with a normal conversation. Just listen to them at first.
Just a few months ago with respect to the federalizing of the California National Guard.
So they start off talking, and then as I skip to later in the interview, Stephen Miller is speaking like an actual evil villain. I'm not even joking. Just listen to this.
Full of color.
That is the... It's such a... Oh, what a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks. They're taking jobs away from whites. They're taking jobs away from Latinos.
Here's a tip. When you say the word blacks like that, when you go blacks, it's kind of a tell that you're a little bit, let's say, old-fashioned. Just say, like, black Americans or black people. Is that too picky? I don't know. I always, when people say blacks, rubs me the wrong way. But let's go back to this first clip. When Stephen Miller first pops on CNN, he's asked by Boris Sanchez, a CNN host, if they are going to abide by the court ruling recently.
You've called the district judge's ruling blocking the deployment of National Guard in Oregon legal insurrection. Does the administration still plan to abide by that ruling?
Well, the administration filed an appeal this morning with the Ninth Circuit. I would note the administration won an identical case in the Ninth Circuit just a few months ago with respect to the federalizing of the California National Guard. Under Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has plenary authority.
Stephen?
Then it's just a Mitch McConnell moment where Stephen Miller stands there for a moment. I'm sure his screen blacked out or something, but on to the next part. Then Stephen Miller continues to use inflammatory rhetoric about Democrats.
Well, the administration will abide by the ruling insofar as it affects the covered parties, but there are also many other options the president has to deploy federal resources and assets out of the U.S. military to Portland. But I was making the point that under federal law, Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has the authority anytime he believes federal resources are insufficient to federalize the National Guard to carry out a mission necessary for public safety.
Stephen Miller is being dishonest here. The judge said that there was no demonstrable evidence. There was zero evidence proving that there was insufficient local resources to deal with crime. In fact, crime has been decreasing in all of the cities that we're talking about, whether it's Portland or LA or Chicago. Yes, crime still exists. You're never going to have a rate of zero crime. I live in Chicago and I would love for there to be zero crime, but there is going to be a natural rate. You can decrease it through other means. You can't just mobilize the National Guard against the explicit will of Governor Pritzker, of top officials, the Secretary of State, of representatives, of the people who live in the state. Nobody really wants the National Guard here. In this next clip, Stephen Miller then claims that in Portland, ICE officers have to battle Antifa. This is where it starts to get a little bit more heated because Boris Sanchez provides some pushback, which I'm glad for.
You make the claim of terrorist assaults and violence attack over 100 nights, and yet the judge overseeing this case says that that's untethered from reality. And local officials on the ground say that Trump's assertion of what's happening is in Portland, that it's war ravaged and burning to the ground, is far from true. I looked at the police data, and police have made something like 70 total arrests since June. And there are no reports of buildings being burned to the ground, The White House cited a guillotine being rolled out as like a public display of rebellion, but there isn't actually a threat that these demonstrators are going to overthrow the government. Are you concerned that that response weakens your legal argument?
No, they are actually, as we speak, trying to overthrow the core law enforcement function of the federal government. Of course, this is, I think, where we're talking past each other. When ICE officers have to street battle against Antifa, hand-to-hand combat every night to come and go from their building, when they try to exit in a vehicle, when they are swarmed and surrounded and they try to tip the vehicle over, when people bring weapons to an ICE facility to try to engage in direct violent assault against ICE officers, what is the purpose? It is to prevent Immigration and Customs Enforcement from carrying out the mission the American people elected them to do. Their objective is to make it impossible for ICE to carry out ICE enforcement.
I mean, someone in the replies posted a video of protesters on the ground in Portland. And this is it.
Oh my God.
Are there protesters getting rowdy? I'm sure. I mean, every single protest is going to have outliers where people are throwing stuff. It just happens. It happens at protests. But the idea that you need to mobilize the military, then you see Stephen Miller continue to be performative. By the way, he's putting on a performance in this. You can see the moment the performance slips on and he starts to get a little bit more heated right here.
Law enforcement function of the federal government. Of course, this is, I think, where we're talking past each other. When ICE officers have to street battle against Antifa,
he starts to yell and get a little bit more performative. He continues here.
Objective is to make it impossible for ICE to carry out ICE enforcement. When in our history have we tolerated unlawful riotous assemblies night after night around FBI buildings or ATF buildings or DEA buildings?
I mean, we tried to not tolerate the biggest insurrection ever done in American history, January 6th, but Donald Trump got back into office and pardoned all of them, therefore tolerating it directly. Then CNN host Boris Sanchez asks, hey, isn't it hyperbolic to call people terrorists? And boom, Stephen Miller snaps.
Do you have any idea how much of ICE's workforce and resources have had to be reprioritized? How much of the Joint Terrorism Task Force's resources have had to be reprioritized to fight these domestic terrorists? Do you have any idea how many resources are spent
you keep
trying
calling
to
them
hunt
terrorists,
down and track
but isn't that hyperbolic to call them terrorists?
What is... If anything, I'm understating the severity of the situation. What issue was more central in 2024 than turning back the border invasion? And since the day we came in, ICE officers have been subjected to a nonstop campaign of physical violence and harassment every single day. And outside the Portland field office in particular, every night, they come, they assemble, they fight, they try to impede movement.
Stephen Miller is again being purely performative and divisive. He is standing up on his pedestal in the gated White House community, trying to call for violence, stir up violence on the streets of America via his words. It's this cyclical feedback loop where the Trump admin tries to perpetuate violence by deploying ICE into majority Latino communities in this very, very irresponsible, reckless way. When people start to say, hey, we don't want them here, we're going to protest, they then use that as a pretext to further mobilize the military. Stephen Miller then goes on TV and starts to scream and melt down to try to justify it. In the United States, the legal definition of domestic terrorism is outlined in U.S. Code Section 23315, a criminal act. The activity must involve a violation of U.S. or state criminal laws and be considered, quote, dangerous to human life. They have not demonstrated that in the case of any of these Portland protesters. He is just screaming on TV. I've been going off on Twitter. Yesterday I said, if Stephen Miller isn't brought to justice in my lifetime, I will face God and walk backwards into hell. Drop a like and make sure you're subscribed to the feed if you agree with that. Someone then said, what does God have to do with this? He didn't force Democrats to have Biden as a main candidate. I said, God made the grave error of creating Stephen Miller. No God of mine would intentionally craft such a vile, hateful creature. Maybe I was being a bit dramatic in that post. But then, as Stephen Miller tries to say that there's too much hate against ICE, I don't think you should dox ICE or try to beat the shit out of them when they're... That's not good. But when ICE is going around with the funding of a literal military and they are masked, grabbing people, kidnapping people, no identification, profiling people, then yeah, you can make comparisons. It's only rational. Then he's asked, would you like to charge someone with terrorism?
Do you have evidence that this campaign is coordinated? Are you planning charges on anyone who is actually coordinating said campaign?
Yes. So since the Joint Terrorism Task Force has gotten involved, we found that there are common funding, that there is common financing, that there are meeting points, that
is carefully orchestrated,
that is carefully
terrorism.
Integrated. Yes.
And you are going to charge someone with terrorism?
Well, so I would like to.
I bet you would like to, but that doesn't mean you're going to. Are you?
No. What I'm saying to you is the Congress has statutes on seditious conspiracy, on insurrection, on impeding federal law enforcement. The domestic terrorism statute in Congress obviously needs to be strengthened for domestic terrorism in Congress. We have foreign terrorism charges.
To this clip, I just want to summarize the judge that has been dealing with this case. U.S. District Judge Karen Immergut said, quote, "This is a nation of constitutional law, not martial law. When Trump and Stephen Miller want to get troops in almost every single Democratic city against the explicit will of the people who live there and then declare martial law, we're no longer a nation of constitutional laws or boundaries, and Stephen Miller is ushering us there rapidly." Here's his evil moment where he gets asked if they're being racially profiled.
The substance of the question, is it the case that, as Pritzker frames it, you are profiling brown people, that this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color?
It very clearly is, by the way. I mean, I asked that bar in Nashville when I did that debate, if you guys have seen my bar fight debate, I go, who in here is okay with racially profiling? And they all cheered. They're all okay with it.
To go after people of color.
Oh, what a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks. They're taking jobs away from whites. They're taking jobs away from Latinos. They're taking their health benefits away. They're taking their school slots away.
Substance of the question.
He's like, we're not racially profiling. We're just protecting the blacks, the Latinos. Dude, the way he speaks is evil and maniacal. He's like a villain in a movie, especially when he gives that quick laugh. It's forced and weird. He's like a bullied kid in school.
After people of color.
Oh, what a dumb question.
This is bald on bald violence that we're seeing right here. To continue.
That's not exactly a no, Stephen. Can you just unequivocally state that the immigration policy...
I said it was a dumb question. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. But
it's a dumb question.
So no, this policy is not designed to...
I thought when I said it was a dumb question, it meant no.
Well, I just want to be clear and precise. I appreciate you trying to qualify my questions, but nevertheless, I think it's a fair one that a lot of...
It's not a dumb question when your policies make the question of racial profiling necessary in the first place. When you're asked, are ICE agents racially profiling people? We've seen a pattern of videos. We've seen a pattern of people being targeted based on how they look and speak. Then, yes, we deserve an answer. The American people deserve an answer. Let me show you this next clip where he talks about black people in Chicago. Far be it from me to trust Stephen Miller on what the black community in Chicago thinks.
He says that you're attempting to inflame tensions and create a war zone. He also says that you are profiling, that you're targeting black and brown people, even those who turn out to be here legally.
They are.
What's your response?
They are.
Well, first of all, the black people in Chicago are thrilled that we're getting the illegal aliens out of their communities who are stealing their housing, jobs, and resources.
There was like one video of a black woman clapping at some ICE agents, and now they're trying to say every single black person in America is for this. Conservatives are funny. Ahmed Babo points out, black people in Chicago had their apartment building raided in the middle of the night, were detained for hours, and had their Fourth Amendment rights violated during an ICE operation that had nothing to do with them. They were not thrilled whatsoever. I'm going to leave it at that point, but if you appreciate the work we do on this channel and want to help us get to 2 million followers, click the subscribe button below. You can go subscribe to my Instagram, Adam Mockler, Facebook, Twitter. We're on all platforms fighting back against MAGA. Come join us. Love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.